ICU monitoring.
How you doing today? It's Ginger OTR.
Here, Tom. How are you and Miss Bernice doing today? I'm doing great.
Well, the same right back at you. Happy New Year. Oh, she's up there fixing some fresh North Carolina fresh caught shrimp. In a few minutes, I have to go up and eat. I was just down here patching up Frosty the Snowman. He had a open circuit.
Patched up and good to go. Then you can go have you some good food. That's what we just done. We got finished up. Mama made some good collards and black-eyed peas and cornbread. Had some ham. I ate too much, and now I'm taking some over to the family and going to drop off a plate for them.
OMG. Collards and the black-eyed peas I'd pass on. I'm from the north. I guess I'm a Yankee from Kansas, but I've been here 12 years. I don't know what it takes to become a resident, but I think I passed. But my neighbor cooks a lot of greens and collard greens and that. And oh, I haven't had black-eyed peas since I was 8 or 9 years old, and that was one time. Russell, I'm not making fun of your southern food. It's tradition down here, and Tim, he loves it, and his family loves it. But if my mom used to cook sauerkraut and weenies, I'd leave the house.
I can't do the sauerkraut and weenies, but, yeah, you're supposed to eat the collards for your cash and the beans is for your change for the new year. But, yeah, Beth does it good. She does up some onions and bacon and some ham hock and collards and then put some of that Slap Your Mama seasoning in there and, it's good. I tell you, it's not like eating just plain old boiled collard greens. It's definitely got some good flavor to it.
Yeah, old Ray, K4SUG, he was a big fan of those collard greens, and he'd give a lot of them away. I went up and visited him one time, and he was telling me about that. But I just never been much on greens other than lettuce and cabbage. I like that, but not cooked cabbage. Oh, geez. The smell of that's too much. But Bernice does use it in vegetable soup, and it's good in vegetable soup. And the other thing that you'll probably stick your nose up in vegetable soup that makes it the best ever is oxtails.
See, Tom, I can't stick my nose up at it. I haven't had it before, and I'm always open to try about anything. I had some fried possum once. I had it once. And I can say I've had it once. I won't say that I'll have it again, but I'm always open to trying new stuff. Wife usually comes up with some good recipes, and she does some different things, different cultural foods, and I enjoy them. I don't know. I'm kind of partial to eating.
Well, oxtails now are about $7 a pound, and they're just cow tails, but they call them oxtails. But my mama used them, and Bernice uses them. I imagine, without asking her, she probably browns them first or something. I don't know for sure, Russell, without asking her. But, oh my, they make the homemade vegetable soup just delicious. Never had a complaint on it anyways. And then she makes herself a sandwich out of them because it's real lean meat.
I hope by getting it off the top of the tail and not the bottom of the tail, I imagine the bottom might have a little extra flavoring on it.
QSL on the bottom of it. I don't know if it'd be QSL or not, but shoot. Well, I just know that it's delicious. And then she also uses something kind of unusual. She uses 3 or 4 oysters that she chops up real fine and puts in the dressing at Thanksgiving time. And 99 out of 100 people never even know it there because it's such a small amount. But actually, I got one guy down here that says he does, but I think it's only because we told him so.
A friend of ours said they'd never eat deer meat. They couldn't do it. They didn't like it. And my wife picked some, and
They ate it,
and they said, man, that was really good. And we just didn't have a heart to tell them, but I believe if we'd have told them, they would have tried it to begin with.
The minister up home gave us some of the fillets along the back, the back straps, or whatever you guys call them. I never did hunt them because, well, I went one time, and I was going to get one for another guy, and he said he'd pay for my deer tag. But all I saw was small ones, and I just didn't want to shoot them anymore. I think I'd shoot them for revenge for running into all the cars, but not really. If I didn't eat it, I didn't shoot it. But I just never have liked it because it has a tinge of a liver taste to it. And Bernice cooked them just like he said, and she's a very fine cook. And I just don't like deer. Now, I do like some of the jerky, some, and I do like the sausage from it. But I, just as far as eating deer meat, not for me. But we used to have people come to the house up in Kansas, and Bernice would have barbecue sandwiches out, and if they happened to come in, well, we'd ask if they want some. Well, sure. Well, then they'd get done eating and that and partaking in the whole meal there. And, well, that's the best barbecue I ever had. And they said, where'd you get that meat at? And I said, out of a tree. It was squirrel.
So it's the same around my house. If we can't eat it, we don't shoot it. If it's a nuisance and we try to trap it and move it somewhere where it can just go on, but that's pretty much the way we run it. If we can't eat it, we don't shoot it. And Beth has done some stuff with some deer meat before. I mean, we've had some that was real gamey, like you say, liver tasting. And I think it's all in the way it's processed. If they don't let it hang and bleed out, and it depends on the time of the year and what the season is and what they've been eating, and you just never know one day to the next. It's kind of a hit and miss, but and it used to be cheaper to shoot deer than it was to go to the store and buy cows, and well, then that changed around, and it's cheaper to buy the cows, but now things are starting to flip back again, and now they're saying the deer got coronavirus, so I guess we can't eat them, so I don't know what we'll do. I guess we'll just all become vegetarians.
Yes, you are. Well, I wouldn't think the coronavirus would transmit after you cook it, but I don't know that much about it. But, I was, my wife and I, Bernice and I, was cutting wood one day, and the kids were up at the farm, and I had my old 53 Chevrolet truck loaded to the axle about, and the neighbor, old Gussie Hastings, and Bud Schaub were arguing, and Bud was on the tractor, Gussie was on a big tractor, and they were just talking, they were neighbors, and Bud said they had 29 deer, or 27 deer out there in that pasture, and Gussie Schaub said, Gussie Hastings, he said, no, Bud, he says, there's 29 deer out there, and old Bud says, well, how do you know? He says, I sat there and counted them. And Gussie said, well, I was sitting on the combine, and they don't pay much attention to it. He says, but they ate, it was either 6 or 8 acres of my beans. That's how I know.
Definitely eat you out of house and home, that's for sure, especially if you got a garden. Well, Tom, I have destinated over here. Let me hop out of here and deliver some food, and I'll probably be back on here in a bit if I don't get to talk to you. Like I said, Happy New Year, and enjoy that lunch, or early supper, I guess I should say.
Okay, Russell, nice to hear you. It's the first time I turned on the radio, and been out doing yard work earlier, and I got rained out. Take care, and I'll say 73s, and I'm going to sign off and go upstairs and eat supper. K2RCL, N0TR73s.
N0TR.
I think Russell signed out there. This guy ought to be Bill. Now, recognize that voice. Good afternoon, Bill. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tom. I won't keep you. I know you fixed to eat supper, but just heard you in there and wanted to wish you a Happy New Year, and hope everything in the new year goes exceedingly well for you.
right back at you, Bill. Nice to hear you today. I texted Chad a picture of a great big cat earlier in the game camera. Now, I didn't know it was a bobcat, and it's got cropped ears and a bob tail, but he said, no, it's a house cat. But he just sent me a text back. But I haven't been on the radio. Bernice hadn't screamed yet down the stairs there, so she never screamed. She hadn't hollered at me yet, but she cooked some of that good old North Carolina shrimp. Man, that's larping good and as far uptown as you can get. How's your day going?
It's going good. I've just been sort of tinkering around, playing a little radio. Just doing whatever I want to do today. Nothing special. That's the kind of days I like once in a while.
Well, I haven't been on the radio since the 30th, I guess. And I talked to Mohammed in Algeria and some guy in Sao Paulo, Brazil. One day, last week, it came up real good. The sunspots are up. Oh, better than 100. And that day, guys, I talked to Ireland on sideband, which I don't use very often, and the Orkney Islands in Scotland. Real nice guy, Jeff. And a fella in France, which is pretty common. And another one, when the kids were here, was the 165th birthday of Tesla. Not Tesla, but the scientist. He was in Mainz, Germany, and Shelley was here, and it wasn't very far from Frankfurt, where she stayed for several years. And in Belgium, on sideband, and Kirk on CW, and another Argentina on 40-meter CW. But there hadn't been a lot on of an evening lately that I saw. I look every evening a little while, but very seldom during the day, but I was doing something that day, so I just turned the radio on and listened and just bounced all over the place and had a good time. So that's positive news, hearing that the sunspots are coming up some, and pretty soon those DX stations will be like a telephone call, Bill.
More to that, like I said, the sunspots have helped the propagation locally, and I'm hoping it'll get better and bring in those DX stations, that's for sure. But, yeah, I've just been tinkering with the radio, doing a little parks on the air hunting. I did some activations the last few days since I've been off, and, you know, just sort of doing what comes to mind.
Well, I overheard a conversation with a fella that I don't know who was, I can't remember who was on the radio, but he was talking to a fella in Hickory, and it's quite a ways up there, I guess, in the mountains, and then he was hearing way south, way down south, and so there were some tropospheric ducting going on by the ranges he was getting. Did you get in on that?
I've caught some good propagation in the last week and a half. The way my antenna is oriented, I don't get Florida that well, and I've made several Florida contacts, and as far out west as Arizona, and usually I'm sort of limited to the east of the Mississippi, and about as far north as Vermont, but I got a main contact, and like I said, got out to Arizona, so it's starting to open up, which is fun. And that's doing it with QRP, 20 watts or less, when I was doing activation, so I was pretty impressed with that, and the signal strength was excellent. So I know it had to be just propagation just at the right time for me. So, but hey, I'll take it any way I can get it.
Roger. here. But the Northeast is really usually good here. Bill, I got to run. Bernice just gave me the call, and I don't want to let that shrimp get cold. Great to hear you this afternoon, and you have a good day and a good rest of the year, my friend. Bill, I forgot your call here for a minute. Anyways, and 0TR, be clear with your final, Bill.
Alrighty, Tom, go enjoy that dinner. We're gonna go to the Huddle House for dinner tonight. Have something, so, but enjoy them shrimp. I'm sure they'll be delicious. And you have a great day, and looking forward to having a great year, so. And for WHM, I'll be clear.
RD monitoring.